Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today is Robert Duncan of Robert Duncan Ministries. And for so many years, folks have known him as Pastor Robert Duncan. I started to address him that way, and I guess you're more into the mission side of it now, sir. But good to have you with us on the program.
Angela, it's so good to be with you. We do miss being a pastor. Pastor at Oakwood's a long time, but it's so good to be doing mission work. And now, since we can't travel out of country very much, we started these mission stores and really been excited about how God's blessed them.
Now, you have had the one mission store in Wilkesboro for a while, but now then, as of this past weekend, you have a second one in Moravian Falls. Is that right?
That's correct. About a year and a half old, the one in Wilkesboro. The A-frame used to be a pizza place up there above Hampton Inn on the right there. That's been going real well. And we started this one just this last Saturday in Moravian Falls. It used to be the Muzzy Gym.
Right.
And we kicked it off with yard sale material outside and auction at 10 o'clock and then all kind of stuff inside and all. So it just went so good. The weather cooperated and we just had a tremendous turnout of people, had free hot dogs and everything. Everything went good.
Now, you're planning on doing, now, would this be open on a regular weekend basis or just special events at times?
Well, we're praying about how to do that. Pray with us out there, everybody, because we're wondering what to do. We're thinking about being open on Saturdays. We're definitely already going to do an October thing like we did Saturday. Auction again and all that in October, 1st of October. Looking forward to doing that and have a lot of Christmas stuff by then and all. But we're still open and praying about the possibility of being open on Saturdays there.
And that will be the Moravian Falls store.
Correct. Now, the store is not closing. People think you're moving or whatever. The Wilkesboro store is going to continue to be open every day but Sunday and Monday. We're off on Mondays, but from 9 o'clock to 6 o'clock, the Wilkesboro store is open every day. And it's doing so good. And that's the reason we sought more space, because we run out of space at the Wilkesboro store, and we got the Muzzy Gym for storage. But then we saw how much traffic was out there, and it's a good building to maybe work out of, so we tried what we did Saturday.
If someone, Pastor Duncan, hasn't been to one of these stores, either the one that's been there in Wilkesboro on Highway 268 West or the new one in Moravian Falls, what type of items are we talking about that you have there for sale?
We have everything. A big item is clothes. We do give away a lot of clothes almost free. We give you a bag and you fill that bag up for a dollar, you know.
Oh, wow.
And then we got a lot of new things, too, that we sell for 50 cents or a dollar per piece from Marshalls. Marshalls has just been giving us so many things right off the shelf, $50 and $60 shirts. That's what we sold so much of Saturday out there at Muzzy's Gym, the Moravian Falls store, and Lord's just really blessing us with clothes, but other things is everything from couches, beds, I mean, everything, coins, I mean, collector things, the racing things, you know, that people collect and all, and just all kind of things. And some of the things that get in there, I think, well, we'll never sell this, and that's what sells.
You just never know what someone's going to want to buy. Now, the proceeds from these stores, they're called mission stores, and that's what they do. They support missions around the world.
Correct. Correct. The people that are helping us are all volunteers, and we couldn't do it without so many volunteers who are helping us. They don't get paid anything, and they're doing it to help us, and we're helping the people around the world, the missionaries we support. But also, I didn't see this at first, we have a lot of needs in our county that people need things, and we're you know, if you needed a couch, Angela, you come down there and get a nice couch for $10, that's a bargain, you know?
Yes.
And we're helping meet
couch
needs.
Couch for $10. Did you just say a couch for $10?
Yeah, it's a real nice couch for $10 to $15. We're helping meet needs in Wilkes County, too, and by doing that, we earn the privilege of witnessing to them. We've actually led several to the Lord right there.
Awesome. At the stores.
At the stores, yeah.
Now, again, the store in Wilkesboro is Highway 268 West, and you said you're open 9 till 6, Tuesday through Saturday.
Correct.
And so they can come by any time and shop that store.
They can, and they can bring things to us, and or we can go pick them up. A lot of people are having us come. We got box trailers and pickups we can pick up, but that's getting harder and harder for me to keep up because I don't have that much help, and I'm doing it myself a lot. But if you can, bring it to us. We'd love you to bring it to us anytime between those 9 and 6 o'clock hours, or come and just shop during those times.
All right. And, again, this is Tuesday through Saturday. Now, you said, I had asked before it went on the air, I said, you have about 20 missions. He said, no, I had about 37. We're getting close to 50. Where are these missions? Are they concentrated in one place or all over the world?
We support the local ministries here, about five or six ministries here in Wilkes County that we support, but then the rest is around the world, you know. And we're sending right now 37, at least 37, approaching 50, $25 a month, what we start out with somebody we support. And that doesn't seem like a lot of money, but when you go overseas and the ratio is 50 to 1, the money, it's a lot of money to them.
Yes.
So $25 a month really helps out. And we're just excited about picking up more missionaries.
All right. So, again, this is around the world and helping so many. And I appreciate the fact that you're doing that at home, because that is the Great Commission. Jesus told us they started in Jerusalem and Judea, which was their hometown, their home country, and then to the othermost parts of the world. So it's very important. How important do you think it is for people to understand about mission work and to get involved? I know that you have done mission trips in different places, but how important is it for people to volunteer and get involved and help missionaries around the country and around the world?
Angela, I'm just so excited about helping people get excited about missions. We've had several trips to New Mexico, which is still in America, and we're going again 1st September. And contact us if you'd like to go with us. That's a real good place to go. We're helping start a church out there, you know, and we're excited about doing that mission work. And we're excited about, say, for you to go with us sometimes. Because there's nothing like just going with us on a trip to get really excited about missions and know what missions is all about. And we got the opportunity through New Mexico, get your feet wet, but not have to go out of country.
Right.
And also, but missions is my heart now, and I give the rest of my life to doing missions.
It is important. Sometimes I think we take that for granted. I was driving through an area, coming out of Yadkinville into Wilkes County today, and I was noticing the different churches and just so close together. And sometimes I think we take it for granted that around here there literally is a church on every corner, and you can go pretty much anywhere and pick up a Bible, but that is not true everywhere in the world.
When I retired from Oakwoods being a pastor and started going, Dean Crane and I hooked up together and started going everywhere overseas. There's so much I realized. The missionaries are having such a hard time and live on dirt floors and living on such little. And I came home with the idea of trying to do this mission work, mission store, and raise money for them. And I asked one lady over there, a wife of one of the pastors and missionaries was over there. I said, what would $25 a month do for you? And she began to weep right in front of me. She said, that'd be like gold to us. So I said, I'll go home and do everything I can to send $25 a month to you from now on. And that grew from her to 37 plus right now.
It's just amazing. And I would encourage folks to get involved. And if people just wanted to come by, Pastor Duncan, mm-hmm. and aside from buying stuff at the store, if they decided, hey, I'd just like to donate for you to send this to the missionaries, can they do that?
Oh, they can. We invite them to come by. People do that so much. We appreciate what you're doing, Robert, and they give us a donation. So many times we charge a dollar for something and people give us five and say, keep the change. We appreciate what you're doing and all that. Another thing they can come by with, just come by. We just pause right where we are and have prayer together.
Amen.
And praise the Lord and ask the Lord blessings on them. We have a lot of people come by and ask us to pray for them that have sickness or whatever, going through whatever. We just pause right then and pray for them, you know.
Right. Now, if people wanted to find out more about this, you have a website. Is it Robert Duncan Ministries?
Correct.
Is that .org?
Yes.
Okay.
.com.
.com. Mm-hmm. So RobertDuncanMinistries.com, and they can find out more. Again, the mission store is at 1406 Worldwide Lane. That's off Highway 268 West there in Wilkesboro, and actually not too far from the radio station here. And then the new store, that's in Moravian Falls, and you're praying about when you're going to have that one open, but you definitely have another event planned for October.
Yes, definitely we'll do another, you know, like a auction and a combination inside and yard sale stuff again in October. As soon as we can, we'll get that date set, the 1st of October, somewhere around the 10th maybe, and looking forward to that already, but we're praying about maybe opening on Saturday, so pray with us out there. We just need to make a decision. We need more volunteers if we do that, because everyone up here at Wilkesboro are all volunteers.
All right, so if you'd like to volunteer, they can call your number?
Yes, 336-601-5890, and that number is on the store wall up there in both stores, our ministry number.
All right, so Pastor Robert Duncan, who is doing so much for missions locally and around the world, and again, he has the two stores, and if you'd like to stop by and shop at those stores or donate, stuff for them to sell, or you just want to donate financially to them to support these missions, working on having 50 missions here at home and around the world, then you can do that also. Robert Duncan Ministries, the mission stores, again, at 1406 Worldwide Lane off Highway 268 West in Wilkesboro, in that A-frame building there, and then what was Muzz's Gym in Moravian Falls.
458 Highway 18 South. All right.
So really easy to find both stores. And again, the Willsboro store is open every day but Sunday and Monday. So
correct.
You can stop by out there and shop. All right. Pastor, is there anything else we need to talk about before we sign off today? Did we cover everything?
As you'll know, I just thank everybody out there for helping us and being so nice to come by and see us. I just can't tell you how thankful I am for people giving us many good things. I mean, a lot of times you'd think in a thrift store you're going to get things that need to be thrown away, but so many people have given us good things, nice things, nice refrigerators, nice, you know, washer and dryers and all, and we're helping people out in our county when they give that, you know.
Right.
So I just thank everybody out there for helping us so much.
And again, if you know someone who's in need, be sure to mention these mission stores where they can get some great stuff and just pay really low prices for it. I'm still wondering about the $10 couch. I just find that fascinating. But anyway, all right, Pastor.
Come by. We'll help you out. Come by.
Pastor Robert Duncan, Robert Duncan Ministries, our guest today on Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, we'll have more music on the way next.